Hey, welcome back to H4TT, the podcast. You know what that is. Hope for today's tomorrow, where it is our goal, honor, and joy to share and spread the hope of Jesus Christ for tomorrow with tomorrow's church today, for the benefits of giving you training both inside and outside the church. My name is Alec. I will be your host for today, and today we're talking about value. What is value? How do we determine value? Let's look at the dollar bill. The dollar bill has value. That's our form of currency. But let's look at what the dollar bill is. It's just paper with a certain form of coloring and a certain form of fabric. So let me ask you, what gives it value? We're going to look into this. Not the economics of it, but kind of the ethics of it. What does that mean? We're going to get into it in just a second. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please sit back, relax, get your favorite beverage, and enjoy this episode on value. See you in a bit. Hey guys, right before we get into the episode, I want to take a moment to talk about Anchor. Anchor is the platform in which I post podcasts and I'm able to share podcasts. If you are somebody who's willing to take time to create their own podcast and you have something that you want to talk about, a subject, an idea, a philosophy, try using Anchor. Anchor is free to download and free to use. And on top of that, you can get paid. No, you didn't hear me wrong. You can get paid for this. If you try Anchor right now, you will have a chance to make an impact. So please download the Anchor both on Android and iOS, or go to anchor.fm. That's the URL, anchor.fm, and you can start podcasting today. That's it, guys. Sorry to interrupt. Let's get it. So we're going to dig right into it. So what is value? Well, there's no need to rush. Let's not dig into the definition right away. But before anything else, I want to establish this. It is a fact that God views you as valuable, that God made you with value. So what does the Bible have to say about this? Well, if you have a Bible with you, please turn with me to Matthew 10:31. And if you don't have a Bible, it's okay. You can just listen. And before we read verse 31, let's read verse 30. Because when I studied the Bible, I keep in mind that context is king. And there are two kinds of context. There's historical, cultural context, which talks about what was going on during that time, the culture behind it, and why were things the way they were. And maybe that would explain why there weren't in a certain way. And then there's historical context, which just talks about the history behind it all. But then there's just context in general, where you figure out what's happening in a sentence, and not only that, but in a passage, in a paragraph. So what we're going to do is we're going to read Matthew 10:30 first, and then we're going to read 31. 10:30 tells us that that every hair on our head has been counted for. Wow. God knows you so intimately. He has counted every hair. Now let's move to verse 31. It says, "Fear not, therefore, for you are more valuable than many sparrows." Now let's go to historical cultural context here. In the markets, then, they would trade. and animals was a form of currency that they would trade with. And the reason behind it is the Jews in Jerusalem, if you remember back to when Jesus flipped that table in the temple and he cleared the temple, they were trading animals and coin. Why? To have an animal to sacrifice during the Passover. Now, it says that you're more valuable than many of these currencies. So there's a verse to tell you about how you are valuable. Now, as a leader, remember, this is for leadership, training, knowledge, and wisdom. That's what these podcasts are for. So as a leader, both inside and outside the church, how can we apply this? Well, if you will, please turn to Philippians 2, verse 3. There, it tells us that we should do nothing out of selfish ambition, but instead, we should, in humility, consider others more significant than ourselves. Now, this isn't really just a regular verse. This verse has three things: a warning, a mindset, and an action. Let's break it down. Warning: do nothing out of selfish ambition. And as leaders, we need to be selfless, serving others. We should not be doing things for our own sake and for our own gains. Two, the mindset, humility, in humility. We should humble ourselves before God, even before we lead, every single time before we lead. Why? Because we're leading the sons and daughters of God. And three, in action, we should consider others more significant than ourselves. And this is a daily practice. Because if we can, on a daily basis, practice considering others more significant than ourselves, then we start to really see, man, they do have value. That's not just in a phrase. They do. You start to see it. It's not just a verse. It's an outlook on life. And once we start doing this, we can practice servanthood. Because if you consider others as more significant than yourselves, then you realize, I'm going to serve them before I serve myself. And that practices servant leadership. And you get to build upon this servant heart that God has given you. So three things, three takeaways that we can take from this verse in our leadership life. We should do nothing out of selfish ambition. We should be humble. And within that humility, let us consider others as more significant than ourselves. Guys, that's today's message. It's short, it's sweet, it's wrapped up in a bow, but that's the great part about the Bible, is that it doesn't need to be complicated. There's no 12, 10-step program for you to become a Christian. We can start today. And it takes a right mindset, humility, and it takes looking at others as more significant than ourselves. And on top of that, it's about not doing things out of a selfish ambition. Guys, can I pray for you? Let's pray. God, I thank you for the queen or king on the other side of the God, I thank you for the king or queen on the other side of this screen, listening to what you've spoken to them through me. And God, I pray for each and every one of them, that in our lives you would help us to be leaders. Whether it's at our business, whether it's just at work, whether it's at school, whether it's at home with the family, whether it's with your sibling or your parents or your friends or even with yourself. Help us to be better leaders, to look at each other as more significant than ourselves, to be humbled by who you are, and to do nothing out of selfish ambition. God, help us to realize we have value. To look ourselves in the mirror before we start a day and say, you were valued before the creation of the world, before the foundations of earth, before time itself. God made you with value. And help us to remind ourselves this every single day, God. And this is why I pray in your name, yesterday, today, and forevermore, in your name. Amen. I'll see you guys next time. And remember, stay awesome.